Oklahoma tribes are warning citizens to carry an ID amid reports of ICE detentions, and thousands of bills filed as lawmakers set priorities for the 2026 legislative session. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Nick Daniels. Amid growing mass deportation efforts across the U.S., indigenous leaders in Oklahoma are warning tribal citizens to be prepared if they encounter immigration and customs enforcement agents. Sarah Lisi reports this comes after multiple tribal citizens have been detained by ICE in other states.
Governor of the absentee Shawnee tribe, John Raymond Johnson, is sounding the alarm that tribal citizens in Oklahoma are being caught up in ICE's agenda to deport undocumented migrants. In a letter shared to social media last week, Johnson wrote the federal government, quote, has begun to approach, question, and even detain tribal members in Oklahoma. Cherokee Nation officials are also looking into reports of potential ICE operations in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it's unclear how many tribal members in the state may have been affected. Despite the uncertainty, the United Indian Nations of Oklahoma advises all tribal citizens to carry official identification with them, whether it be issued through the tribe, state, or federal government. I'm Sarah Lisi.
With the deadline to file new legislation behind us, state lawmakers have filed thousands of bills heading into the 2026 legislative session. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos breaks down what to expect and what your public radio reporters are following.
Lawmakers filed more than 2,500 bills by the end of last week. While most proposals create new laws encompassing a wide range of political issues, others refine or clarify language in existing statutes. Some aim to change the state constitution with a ballot initiative. This year, lawmakers' priorities include improving math and reading outcomes in public schools, putting property tax cuts to a vote of the people, and adjusting the administration of federal food assistance and Medicaid to meet the mandates in Congress's One Big Beautiful Bill. The legislature is working with a $12 billion budget as the most recent official estimate. That's over half a billion less than last year, which could mean flat budgets for many state agencies for the next fiscal year. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City's Devon Energy could be headed for a merger. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has details.
Reuters reports the oil and gas company is in a conversation with Houston-based Coterra Energy about a potential combination. Sources who spoke to the news outlet say the transaction is not certain and could still fall through. The companies have operations spanning multiple states, and both are present in western Oklahoma's Anadarko Basin. Coterra also has an office in Tulsa. Reports say although talks are in the early stages, a merger between the two oil and gas companies could be among the largest the U.S. has seen in recent years. State Impact reached out to Devon and Coterra for comment, but did not immediately hear back. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
A Phase 3 clinical trial, including patients at the University of Oklahoma, is showing signs of progress. Doctors found that proton therapy improved survival and lessened side effects among people with head and neck cancer. State Impact's Jillian Taylor takes a closer look.
The trial included patients with oropharyngeal cancer, which includes the tonsils and the back part of the tongue. It compared proton therapy with traditional radiation treatment, or photon therapy. Photons pass in and out of the body. Dr. Christina Henson, an associate professor of radiation oncology at OU, says this means they spread beyond targeted areas.
There's constantly a search for ways to decrease the dose of radiation to the normal tissues that are surrounding the tumor.
The clinical trial found that at 5 years, survival rates among patients who received proton therapy were 10% higher. Henson says this seemed to be related to differences in the effects of radiation on patients' immune systems. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can read more about that story and other Oklahoma news headlines at kgou.org. We also invite you to follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.